My guest at this time is former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund and is publicly supporting Ted Cruz for president. For the next few minutes, we want to get his insights on the state of the 2016 race, from Cruz choosing a running mate to the delegate math heading toward the Republican convention. And Ken, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, let's start with Ted Cruz choosing former presidential rival Carly Fiorina as his running mate on Wednesday, if in fact Cruz ends up as the GOP nominee. Why her and why now, do you think?
Well, certainly she has been one of the best and most articulate messengers against the Democrats during this whole presidential race. I think she's proven in the last 2 months, while she's been campaigning on Senator Cruz's behalf, what a real asset she is to the team. So this integrates her more in that way, and obviously Ted wouldn't have chosen her if he wasn't comfortable that she can handle the job and every potentiality, which also means, of course, possibly becoming the president. We've also found that she's just very popular among Republicans and conservatives across the country. So she's been a great addition already. Been very little other than positive feedback, and we're very excited to be able to formally add her to the team.
How much of this decision do you think was factored into the numbers that Donald Trump just polls very, very poorly with women?
Carly's there on her own merits. Donald has his problems, but particularly with women, regardless of whether Carly's on the ticket or not. I guess it's sort of a human reminder of his weakness in that area all the time while she's out campaigning on behalf of Senator Cruz and now including herself on the ticket. So that is a big deal. I mean, it took a while to make this decision. This didn't happen overnight, and there was a process of looking for various characteristics and traits and abilities and including working together well with Senator Cruz. There are a lot of people who merited consideration in this process, but we just think that she adds more value to the ticket and to America than anybody else available. And I do think, to your point, Greg, it does point up, everything else aside, and emphasize Trump's incredible weakness with women. And, you know, that starts with him and his statements and his actions. We talk about handing the Democrats cannon fodder in an area that they has been their specialty in elections in recent cycles. That's a big deal, especially when your opponent at the top of the ticket on the other side is going to be a woman.
Let's talk about where the race stands right now. A little over 3 weeks ago, Ted Cruz scored a major victory in Wisconsin. You knew the next six states, New York, and then the five that voted earlier this week, would be fertile ground for Donald Trump, although Trump ended up polling higher than just about anyone expected him to, and he got a huge delegate haul as a result of those states, bigger than most people thought. So the media, of course, is trying to suggest that this is all over, but the shouting, even though Trump's victories there were usually calculated into the fact that he would do well there, but not necessarily get to where he needs to at the end of the day with the delegate count needing to get to 1237. So what do you make of what's happened over the past couple of weeks and what the media is trying to convince folks of right now?
If you think back over the course of this race, the media has signed Ted Cruz's death certificate on more than one occasion. So this is just one more added to the heap. And it doesn't really matter what network you're talking about. I mean, Fox does this just as badly and horrifically and inaccurately as everybody else. And it's never held true. So there's no real reason for people to fall for it now. The media would love to see Donald Trump for 6 months. I mean, he's an entertainer. He wouldn't be much of a president, but let's face it, from a media perspective, they'd love to have him for 6 months for just pure entertainment value and ratings and so forth. And that's a big motive for a lot of them, and we've got to overcome that. And we overcome it because Ted has stuck to, for over a year now, 13 months and counting, has stuck to his core message that he first ran for the U.S. Senate on. Sometimes that's about doing hard things that won't necessarily be entirely popular but are necessary for America. And what Ted's record shows is that, unlike Donald Trump, he has a consistent conservative record of doing what he says he'll do. None of the flip-flopping, none of the, you know, hey, let's give the Saudis nukes. That's a great idea in foreign policy, as he gave another foreign policy set of remarks yesterday, that being Donald Trump, whereas Ted has had very consistent positions, or whether it's foreign policy, whether it's how to grow the economy, to increase freedom. You know, Donald Trump is a big government guy, and big government has only been making our problems worse in this country. We need a limited government leader who knows that the best solution to American problems resides with the American people, not with the American government, and that's only Ted Cruz.
You just mentioned a minute ago, Ken, that sometimes Ted Cruz has taken positions that have not been popular. He got some blowback on that yesterday from former House Speaker John Boehner. You know, a lot of Cruz supporters say he's made all the right enemies, and Boehner's probably on that list in the minds of some. At Stanford University yesterday, as you know, Boehner called Cruz Lucifer in the flesh and, quote, "I have Democrat friends and Republican friends. I get along with almost everyone, but I have never worked with a more miserable, and I'll clean this up, SOB in my life," referring to Cruz. What do you make of that reaction from John Boehner?
Well, to your point, the people that John Boehner is happy to see move forward are exactly the people that are miring America in debt and less freedom and dragging us down into nothing much more than another European-like welfare state. John Boehner has been part of the problem for a long time now, and when he opposes somebody because they fight him at every turn, that's that person who's fighting him is well worthy of every American's consideration. In this case, that happens to be Ted Cruz, and that's a badge of honor for us. You don't hear John Boehner saying that about Donald Trump. He would be perfectly happy, and people like him in Washington, to work with Donald Trump. Hey, let's just make more deals. Doesn't matter what the basis of the deal is. Doesn't matter that the American people get the short end of the stick, that our children have more debt, less freedom, or that we're less secure, but all the power people will continue to be happy. And God forbid, we wouldn't want to make John Boehner cry.
Boehner did say in that same appearance that he's texting buddies with Trump and would be very comfortable voting for him if Trump was the nominee in November. I'm guessing that didn't take you by surprise.
Yeah, no, I can't say that I'm the least bit surprised. I would have actually been surprised if it were otherwise.
Well, let's get back to what's coming up now. The media, as we've mentioned before, saying essentially that it's make or break for Ted Cruz in Indiana. From your vantage point and the vantage point of the Cruz campaign, what has to happen next Tuesday?
Well, certainly we play to win in as many places at once as we can. May will be a good month for us, much like the beginning of April was. The only must-win state on the whole map for Senator Cruz was Texas. And he won there swampingly, and will take over 100 delegates from Texas to the convention in Cleveland. Obviously, Indiana is a state that is good territory. It's not. We would like to see performance like Wisconsin. We're working for that. Carly is helping us do that now as on the ticket. And we have high hopes for Indiana, and Ted has been very warmly received there, and we think that's going to turn out very well for us, but it's ultimately up to the people of Indiana, and we're hoping that they come on board and express the kind of conservative values that that state has long held, and since there's only one candidate in the race that holds conservative values, we're hoping Ted Cruz is going to do very well there.
Donald Trump raised quite a few eyebrows about a month ago when he suggested that even if he didn't clinch a majority of pledged delegates, if he got close, if he got around 1,100 or so, that it would just be completely unfair for him not to be given the nomination. At the time, that was scoffed at, but now as he's gotten closer and closer, and now he's a little bit south of 1,000 delegates on the way to 1,237 if he ever gets there, you have more and more people, even people that don't particularly like Trump, saying that if he's close enough, then, well, within 50 or 100 delegates, you pretty much have to give it to them, or there's just going to be an implosion of the Republican Party. What do you make of that talk?
You know, those are the same people who think you should give a trophy to every kid that plays. You know, this kind of whining, let's roll over and not compete attitude is gutting America. And Donald Trump fits very nicely in there. All talk, no action. I mean, we're killing him on the ground. When it comes to actual mechanics of running a campaign, he doesn't know what he's doing. And I don't know why anybody who thinks somebody who can't get through that process competently can be the president of the United States competently. We're going to keep pressing ahead on that. If Donald Trump breaks 1,236, then I would agree with you. If he doesn't break 1,236 and gets a 1,237 or more, a majority, then it's game on in Cleveland. We're going to fight this thing out all the way through. And right now, 60% of Republicans have expressed very clearly they don't want Donald Trump as their nominee. And one of the things you have to do to win in November is unite the party. Well, over time, only one candidate has been doing that, and that's Senator Ted Cruz. And he's been talking about it since February. He's been doing it since February. That's why you see us cleaning up on these weekend delegate efforts, is because now that other candidates like Senators Rubio and Graham and Governors Bush and Perry and so forth and Walker are out, their supporters are overwhelmingly gravitating toward the consistent conservative message that Senator Cruz has been advancing. And that kind of coalescing, that kind of unifying, is absolutely critical to victory in November. And we're also riding it, we believe, to victory in July.
We'll be watching, and we'll be glad to check in with you along the way. Mr. Cuccinelli, thanks very much for your time today.
Good to be with you.
Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund and endorser of Ted Cruz for president. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.